The elderly Koskosh could not see well, but he still had acute hearing. The old man hears the voice of his granddaughter Sitkum Tuhai. She often shouted and beat the dogs, and she didn't want to waste her time on her decrepit grandfather. Koskosh was lonely, forgotten by everyone and helpless. It was time to leave the parking lot. There is a long way to go. To survive, people must work, and the old man has nothing but death awaiting him. He hears the tepi of the chief being folded. The latter was his son. When all the belongings were folded, the whips were struck, followed by the howling of the dogs. For a moment it seemed to the old man that everyone had gone away and left him to die alone. His son approaches him and tells him what is going on around him. He informs him that the people are hungry and that is why they are rushing to leave. He will go with them. Koskosh is left alone. The old man knew that when he ran out of brushwood, he would die. He did not complain about fate, because he understood that it was the law of life.